This is Romano from the ABCs, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Christine Fréchette was officially elected on Sunday to be the new leader of the Coalition Avenir Québec and will soon be Quebec's new premier. The victory makes Fréchette the second leader ever of the Coalition Avenir Québec, replacing its founding leader, François Legault. Within her first news conference, Fréchette stated that as premier, she intends to focus on addressing rising expenses, such as housing and groceries within the province. She also stated that she wants to bring people together, but also acknowledges that the CAQ is facing difficult times as the party has slipped in the polls in recent months. The next election for provincial leadership is set to take place in October. The Public Health Agency of Canada continues to investigate the salmonella outbreak linked to pistachios 1 year after the first recorded infection. They stated on Monday that salmonella-related illnesses have been reported as recently as last month. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has published dozens of recalls for various pistachio brands, such as Dubai Chocolate, Trail Mixes, and Raw Kernels. Illnesses have been recorded in 6 Canadian provinces, including Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia. 26 people have been hospitalized, and 189 salmonella-related illnesses have been recorded since the outbreak first began in March 2025. Veteran stage, television, and film actor John Nolan passed away late last week of natural causes. Born in Kent, England in 1938, he started his career performing in stage productions with the Richmond Theatre Royal Court Company and the Royal Shakespeare Company. He later appeared in TV shows such as The Prisoner, Had Lee, and Shabby Tiger, but was best known for portraying John Greer in Person of Interest. He is also credited for starring in the films Dunkirk and Following, and for portraying Wayne Enterprises board member Douglas Fredericks in both Batman Begins and The Dark Knight Rises. John Nolan is survived by his wife Kim, 2 children, and 2 grandchildren. He was 87 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
Sem esperar, madrugada chegou. Eu vou sorrir, eu vou cantar, sonhar em outras línguas, dançar. Pode viver, deixar cair. Um dia vem de novo o amor. Corre lá fora, brilha no sol, ferve na areia o futebol. Samba de roda, mesa de bar.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, death of the mid-range family. We are back. Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday. Yeah, it's death of the mid-range. You are on CJLO 1690, and I'm joined by the one and only, the recurring, the best guest that I've ever had on the pod. I'm with Denzel.
Hey, what's good, guys? Hey, today I'm on an award-winning platform. So can we make some noise? Can we take a time? Hey,
chill out. I ain't even tell him yet.
I had to.
I appreciate you, Denzel. Yes, of course. Denzel is referring to the Julian McKenzie Award that Death of the Midrange was fortunate enough to win.
Hey.
last Wednesday. I ain't gonna lie. I went to the event. All right. I went to the event. Yeah. And I knew we were nominated for 3. right? Okay. We were nominated for Best Name. I knew we weren't going that one. Then Best Sports Show. Okay. I was like, maybe there's a chance.
That's the one. What
and,
you mean?
And then like the Best Broadcaster Award. I was like, all right, I know we ain't with it.
Right.
And so when they announced the Best Sports Show, I was like, I was looking like praying, bro. You feel me? And I felt bad because everybody that came before, like that had gotten an award before,
yeah,
went up to like the podium or whatever and was like, yeah, I didn't really expect to win, you know, whatever, whatever. I was like, man, I wanted to win, boy.
That's the humble talk, though.
I was like, I wanted to win. So, yeah. Shout out to everybody who
congrats to everybody.
Yeah, who participated in this by just listening.
For sure.
And shout out to all the people at the radio.
For sure.
Lisa, Cam, everybody.
Running up.
So cool.
Keep running
and
up.
And shout out to you, Denzel, because this is your award, too. I don't even want to be that guy, but this is your award, too, bro.
Thank you, man.
Come on now. But, yeah, we are back on this beautiful Monday. I don't care. I'm calling it the first Summer Monday.
Summer Monday,
for
yeah,
me, it's the first like first day of summer. Don't nobody talk to me, even though I saw snow when I stepped out the crib
yeah,
today.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
Montreal tried to wild for a little bit.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, today we gonna talk everything play-in, playoff. That's been happening. Thank God the NBA season is over.
It's that time.
If we got time, we'll talk about some NBA awards. I don't know if you've seen the top three that's been announced in every category, Denzel. And then
I see a few. I see a few.
And then we'll try to end the show just talking about. I wanted to ask Denzel and the people listening at home about some of the things that happened in the NBA season and whether they'll be memorable or not. Like, will we remember them in 5 years, 10 years, looking back down the line? But first, before we begin, it has been a long intro.
Let's go.
I'm your host, Libasica Lajalo. Forgot to introduce myself. And how are you doing, Denzel? I didn't even ask. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's getting warm. You know, like you said, this is the first episode of the summer. There's a reason for that. We have our first warm week, so I think the spirits are getting up. So I'm feeling good. Just finished my last exam too. So good luck on everybody who's still going through that.
Appreciate you for setting
you know
me up, man. Y'all, everybody that's still going through exam. I still have one on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Everybody who's still in that mode, shout out to you and keep grinding.
Yeah.
And
waiting for the grades now.
Okay. We're gonna be praying for you, Denzel. We're gonna be praying for you. But, I mean, let's start at the beginning. Beginning of the beginning. I feel like we should talk playing before we get into the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I feel like the team that really led this play-in, this play-in hype was the Hornets. Don't think it was the Clippers, boy, because it wasn't.
I was watching my Clippers. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and we will get into them right after. But I do want to talk about the Hornets because I made an episode before the play-in started, and I was talking about the play-in race out east. And my pick, I did not hide my joy to see the Hornets because I thought they were the most fun out of the four.
Right.
The four being the Magic,
the Heat,
the Knicks, the Sixers.
The Sixers, the Magic, the Hornets, and the Heat.
And the Heat.
Yes.
Those four. And so I did not hide my joy of loving the Hornets the most out of the four. But unfortunately, it did not go as planned, right? They beat the Heat.
They did.
Right? They beat the Heat. That was a great game.
Yeah.
But what we knew about the Hornets came out to play against the Magic. We knew that against physicality, they struggled.
That, yeah.
Right? Against physicality, they struggled.
Yeah.
They're not a team that puts a lot of pressure on the rim.
No.
And you really saw it against a Magic team that plays extra physical and packs the paint.
Yep, yep.
And the last thing for me was that their defense wasn't good.
Mm.
Right? And there was a lot on Musa Diabate's shoulders. Shout out to Musa.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, Musa's 6'9", bro. And so he can't head a whole defense, especially against the monsters out in the Magic. I don't know what you thought.
No, I mean, we definitely going to talk more about the Magic, maybe about game one.
Yeah.
But one thing that I noticed about the Magic is that they are compact, man. They tall, they big, they strong. They play defense. They come back in transition. They come back on defense. They discipline. So I think, of course, despite Paolo little struggle, we were not really able to see how good they were. But I think against a team like the Hornets, yes, they had the talent. They don't pressure the rim. And playoffs is about half court. It's about who's going to last the longest. The survival of the fittest. So
sure.
When I'm looking at the Hornets and the Magic, I didn't have no doubt that the Magic would have won.
Well, you a better man than me because I'm not going to hide myself now, but I did come in 2 weeks ago and said that the Magic would be at home right now.
No.
That was my prediction because, honestly, the Magic looked lifeless, right? They looked lifeless. Paolo was
out of the game.
He was out of the game. But then, and then Franz Wagner had just come back. Mm. Suggs had been in and out of lineups. They've been dealing with so many injuries. For me, the Hornets had been maybe the best team or the second best team since the All-Star break. For me, it was a no-brainer. And then
momentum.
Yeah, and then so they go up against the Sixers, they get slapped in the face, and Paolo has a horrible game. And since then, Paolo has taken a personal.
On the tier.
He's taken a personal. And on the tier. The way he played last night and the way he played against the Hornets, he was a man amongst boys.
Yes.
And the way the Magic came out really contained LaMelo, who kind of orchestrates everything, was like really well done.
Yeah.
And secondly, Con Kanupo has hit the rookie wall incredibly late. Like, incredibly late. Usually it comes, you know, if you don't know what the rookie wall is there's a period of time during your rookie season for the player's first year where he understandably does not play as well. Yeah. Right. Con Kanupo has been so good all throughout the season.
All season.
And then the last, like, 12 games, counting the play-in, he hit the rookie wall. And when he doesn't get going, he became such an important part of the core that there was no chance of them winning.
And he's a liability on defense sometimes, so...
Especially against the Magic.
Who are pressuring the ring at all times. And I just wanted to come back to what you said about Paolo being a man amongst boys. When I'm looking at the Magic, I can tell that, okay, this team has potential to be one of the best collective because they move so well together. And I think it's really out of Paolo's hand to define where they're gonna go. As long as Paolo plays good, everybody else is gonna do their job. You know, Slugs. Yeah. I was watching Slugs yesterday. He's locked in. You know, I think friends ready. Bane for me being the best player of the team.
I would agree on the most consistent.
More consistent.
Didn't miss a game this year.
Which to me is the best out of the season.
You know what they say.
You know what I'm saying?
Best ability is available. Ability. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
So I can't argue with that for sure.
So I think it's really all about just feeling good, having a good game, like not missing shots, not losing confidence. And I want to commend Paolo for not losing confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that he really did well is like he didn't stop shooting the ball. He didn't stop pressuring. He even went harder on the post. He even worked harder on the drive. So keep going, Paolo. And my next takes are going to be really controversial because I have something for you.
Golly. But yeah, just to close out on this matchup, I do want to say that there's a lot of, I agree with you. I commend Paolo for sticking with it because there's been so much hate on him.
Yep.
And there's been a lot of doubts about his game. Yes, his jump shot is pretty strange, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty strange.
He can't shoot now.
Yeah, and I agree. But, like, him coming back, being the playmaker that he is, being the scorer that he is truly special.
Yeah.
And the Magic have been overlooked, and rightly so, because they've been injured, and they were honestly uninteresting to watch.
Yes.
Uninteresting to watch. Really hard for me to watch. But I've actually enjoyed the last two matchups. And then lastly...
And they have depth.
But they do.
I like Wendell.
And a lot of size, like you said.
A lot of size, yes.
And so the last thing I'll just say, I think the Hornets are building something special. And I hope they're patient with the score because I feel like there's something growing.
Yeah.
And if they can like carry that momentum into next year, then it can be really special.
But get a sense of urgency too because it's about time.
And some defense and probably beef up that front court. Hopefully, Moussa Diabaté needs to work on everything offense, everything related to offense, his touch.
Shout out to Moussa Diabaté, man.
What a season. What a season for Moussa. I'm beyond impressed of what he has been able to make of himself. And I'm so happy. And I hope he gets a contract and I hope he stays around. Maybe he's more of a backup down the line.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Do we want to talk about the Clippers?
Let's do that real quick because I feel like because we didn't make it through.
Yeah.
You know?
The Warriors beating the Clippers in the 9-10 matchup and then eventually losing to the Suns in that second round. But the Clippers led for a majority of the game, right?
The
were up 13 going into the fourth. And then Al Horford said, okay, I got it from here. All right. And then Draymond Green locked up one of your favorite players. Anything to say about that, brother?
This is what I'm going to say. First of all, Brook Lopez, I love you. I love you, Brook. I love you. I think it's time for us to invest in the youth. I love Brook. He's a good vet. He makes threes. He was actually nice during the first half, but I think we got exposed last night. We do not have a dynamic front court.
Yeah.
And the Warriors just played off that the whole game.
Yeah.
You know, once they start doing that whole Draymond coming high off the pick, and what is his name? Santos.
Guy Santos.
This is Draymond 2.0.
Guy Santos is tough.
He's doing the exact same thing Draymond does.
Guy Santos is tough.
Bro, I was like, I saw that boy, he was screening and cutting at the same time. I was like, what you doing, bro? That's Draymond. That's Draymond. So now we got exposed. They were mismatching the heck out of Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
Curry was barbecue chicken and everybody.
34.
You know what I'm saying? Draymond is sticking defense of Kawhi. The Clippers not having a game plan, really. Shout out to Derrick Jones. You really tried.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey. And at some point, that's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Go ahead.
To me, I'm proud of my Clippers. I think we were able to turn it around. I think we just need to invest a little bit more in that young core. I don't know what Kawhi is going to do next, but all I'm going to say is it's time for us to invest in the young core. Yannick, I'm looking for you. I think it's time to like take another step. Garland, I'm not going to lie, Harden wasn't the best defender. But he could stick a post up. You know what I'm saying?
He was beefy.
Oh, my God. And I love Garland, but he needs to be able to, you know what I'm saying, stick defense and be a little bit more impactful. Get to the line a little bit more, you know, be a little bit more, take some more shots. You know what I'm saying? So, tough loss, but Curry, man.
Hey, that's how we'll end it. Curry, man. we'll have more on the Clippers and on the playoffs and the whole NBA landscape as a whole. Just going to send you to a quick little ad break, and we will be right back. Stick with us. Don't go nowhere.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country like ours are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2026.
It's 2026 now. Bro.
And bro, pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Alrighty, welcome back. You are still on CJLO 1690. I'm still your host, Liba Sikoela Diallo, joined with
Denzo, aka Nibi, for those who know.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I mean?
That boy getting comfortable on the mic.
Hey.
And it's still death at a mid-range. And my brother was, you know, saying his thanks, his goodbye to Clip Nation for the year. if you want to follow up on that, I'll let you finish out your thoughts.
Nah, I'm proud of my Clippers. Like I said, I think it's time for us to invest in our youth. I love our rookies. Shout out to Miller. Shout out to Sanders. I love y'all. I think you guys are bringing a lot of energy. Kawhi's move is going to be really important to see how he's going to move. But yeah, we have a lot to work on. But I'm not disappointed. Hey. I'm actually looking ahead.
I mean, come on. You guys started off the season so poorly.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then, you know, the first team to make it, I don't remember the stat, but it was like the first team to start this bad and end up this good.
Yeah.
And yeah, shout out to Clip Nation.
Yeah.
I think it's a much needed end to a very, very strange year, which is every year, by the way.
Now we're going on the other hand next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. we're not fighting for playoffs push. No
for sure.
More. Like, I gotta get building. Now.
Okay. Yeah. And then for the rest of the playing, the Sixers, you know, got out, beat a 7th seed. I did not watch Portland versus the Suns, but I saw that Denny dropped 41.
Yeah, shout out
and,
Denny.
And they went up against the Spurs.
Baby Luka.
Last night. and then the Suns then logically beat the Warriors, who were out of gas, obviously, after. Because it was a hard-fought win against the Clippers. And then after that, you know, 2 days later, God, they ain't young no more.
But
I really did love the moment with Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry, you know, all kind of collectively, little group hug and saying, you know, whatever happens next, like, thank y'all, you know, and
for
just,
sure.
just kind of.
We were missing, like, yeah. legends. We don't even take
for
time.
Real, for real.
Like, 37, yeah. Curry.
Talking about legends, what did you say you wanted to talk about? Is there a certain legend in Los Angeles that I have heard about? No Luka, no Austin Reeves. Boy said, no problem. All right. I've taken worse. I've taken worse to the playoffs. You know that? I look right. I look left. It don't matter. Mr. LeBron James, take a bow. Take a bow. You want to take the lead on this? The Lakers defeat the Houston Rockets.
This is the best brand of basketball I've seen the Lakers play in a long time. That boy, Luke Kennard, turned into Game 6 Clay.
Shout out, Luke.
Game 1 Luke. My boy was out here running the floor.
He a point guard.
And you know what? I was thinking, because he used to be on the Clippers, of course. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm always bringing it back to the Clippers.
I hate that, by the way, because I'm sorry to cut you off, but when he was on the Clippers, you guys completed a historic 35-point comeback against the Wizard, and he hit the and-one three-pointer to beat us.
Go ahead.
All
I'm going to say is, watching that game, I just understood that, oh, okay, we just played him the wrong way, because he was a corner boy for the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And we just had so many ball handlers, like, you know, PG and the Kawhis. It was tough for him to even be able to, you know what I'm saying, get a lot of plays for him. So I think that was a really, really beautiful brand of basketball that I would have witnessed today. LeBron, man. I mean, they didn't have a point guard, but they did. LeBron is a PG.
Sure.
Let's keep it real. He's a pivot. He plays like a power, like he's like a point forward. I mean, we knew that, but yesterday was even more composed, more control.
13 assists.
You know, he was always on the post, making the right passes, driving. That fadeaway is criminal.
Mm.
So that was beautiful basketball, man. And I think Houston.
Well, no KD, right?
No KD, no but KD. I still have some questions regarding the starters, you know. I think Shepherd needs to take more shots. He's too passive to me.
Yeah.
Twin. I feel like Thompson is athletic. He's perfect, but he doesn't pressure. I don't think he can shoot.
That's a given. Yeah.
he can't shoot.
I agree.
And they don't. I don't know. I feel like they missed a lot of shots. Shengun wasn't really feeling well, but I have a lot of questions about Mortar and how do you really make use of the floor, like getting to the line. You know what I'm saying? Like controlling the game on the half court base. And I feel like they struggle with that.
Yeah. Well, I have not. Hidden my thoughts about this Lakers core, right? I'm not the biggest fan of this Lakers core.
Right.
I don't think it's enough. I think for a first round matchup, it's perfect that they end up against the Rockets, because the Rockets are also kind of a dumpster fire. And you saw it last night. They looked, or 2 nights ago, they looked lost without KD offensively, which I can understand, right?
They
KD played most of the season. They haven't really had to play without him. But this was the perfect game from the core. Luke Kennard had 27 points.
Yes.
Right. And if y'all don't know, and on the Grizzlies, right, that year where they had all these injuries, he was running some point guard and he was pretty darn good at it.
Yeah,
now, is it going to be sustainable? No. I don't believe that this can be sustainable. Marcus Smart stepped up. He had 8 assists and he was aggressive and he was, you know,
he was
good.
He was playmaking.
Right? And this core was not like they weren't scared to step up. I will shout out, you know, Rui and also DeAndre Ayton, who had a lot of impact.
Yep.
But for me, this was just a perfect game. Right? It was just a perfect game. They were at home. The role players were playing really
against
well.
Against a perfect team.
Right. And for me, I'm not the biggest believer. Right?
Okay.
Right. I only watched the second half. I'm not gonna speak out of turn.
Yeah.
But when I did make my predictions, because by the way, me and Denzel came prepared with predictions, I'm still not a big fan of this core with their top dogs, and now missing two of their top dogs, I'm even less optimistic.
For real? That's not the feeling I got. I really thought, I was like, wow, that's the ball is moving. I was a little concerned because I was wondering, okay, if Luka comes back, if AR comes back, now how does things change and how do you adjust, because now you're gonna have Luke Kennard being used to playing a certain way, but I don't know.
Maybe off the bench.
I felt like that was a good game that gave me a lot of hope for the Lakers.
Okay. Hey.
I might be wrong. I'm open.
Time will tell.
Hey,
time will tell.
You're right.
Now, if I can pull out my bracket.
Woo! We're doing it?
We might not have time to talk about every series of the first round, but every one that we're going to hit, we will give our predictions.
All right.
I made mine about a week ago.
Okay.
Denzel made you. When did you make yours?
I made mine on Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, that's honest.
So that's like what? Yeah.
Would you like to start? What do you have this series coming out to?
The Lakers one?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In how many games?
I had the Lakers winning in six.
Okay.
You know, okay. I do believe that the Rockets are going to try to make a push, but...
Yeah. Well, KD's back, yeah.
When KD's coming back, but I think eventually...
Okay.
You know, LeBron.
Maybe. Call me a hater. Call me a pessimist. Call me a negative. I've been wrong before. I will be wrong again. Death of the Mid-Range Family.
Uh-oh.
I've got the Rockets in seven.
No!
I believe that their defense held up. Yes, everybody had a really good game, but their defense held up. For me, it was just... Offensively, they never seemed to get in the flow. It's my opinion, right? I believe that playoff KD will reel this team back in. Now, the Rockets don't deserve to get to the second round, right? I would much rather have the Lakers, but I believe that the Rockets will get to the second round. And this, for me, this wholeheartedly, because I don't believe that Luka will come back, right? I believe that he won't come back until at least game five. Yes. They're saying game three, but no. I don't believe that. Yeah. I think Austin Reaves is out for the whole first round.
Yes, he's out for the whole round.
So, that's my pick.
You're right. That's possible.
That's my pick.
That's possible. Okay.
Did you have anything else to add, or can we move on to my
dope? I didn't really care about that series.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
OKC?
No, I don't want to go to OKC.
What you really good?
Because I had a really good transition. We're talking about the old goat.
Oh.
Now, how about a new baby goat that is now transforming into a very, very strong goat?
Oh, well, okay.
To the podium, I call Victor Wembanyama.
The French boy.
No, the French man, Denzel.
The French, the French unicorn, for sure.
35 points.
Nah, he's
the
crazy.
Most ever by a Spur in his playoff debut.
Yeah.
While Tim Duncan watches on, David Robinson watches on.
Iconic.
Don't have any more words for Victor Wembanyama. God, I love ya.
The changing of the guards.
Man, what can I even say?
Pull up the brooms. This is going to be a sweep.
That's all. Let's start with predictions. I have this as a 4-0.
Yeah.
I don't see any other
pull
way.
Pull up with the brooms out.
For me, Victor Wembanyama had one
pull
of the most dominant performances yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's like we were talking about off air.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments that I couldn't miss, right? It's one of those moments where I feel like in 20 years, you know, God bless, if I have kids,
written.
I'll be able to tell them, like, yeah, I watched Wembanyama's first playoff game, and it was...
It's like LeBron's
exactly.
First playoff game.
And it was everything that it was advertised to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Wow. He was everywhere. Everywhere. He deterred so many shots. He shot 5 or 6 or 6 for 7 from three?
Yes.
Incredible shots. Incredible. What was your thoughts?
It was Gordon. He was efficient. He was defensively, offensively. He was making threes. He was on the passing lanes. He was running the floor. Wemby is just—he looks like an AI player, like a 2K player, bro. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I've been watching him, and I'm like, bro, like,
don't even make sense, bro.
How do you even game plan this?
I don't know. They don't know. I saw the Blazers. They don't know. They went small. They
did everything.
They try to put Klingon on Castle so he could help, and then Wemby was like barbecue
bro.
Chicken.
Nah, he's too agile. His lateral quickness is too good for his size. And like I said, pull the brooms out. This is a sweep.
And
this is a sweep.
Obviously, you know, we're enamored with Victor Wembanyama, but I do want to shout out the rest. That's kind of mean. The rest of the team. But because we had Samuel, by the way, shout out to Samuel, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Editor-in-chief of The Link now.
Shout out to Samuel, editor-in-chief of The Link, I think. The 46th or 7th. 7th, yeah, the 47th edition. Shout out, my boy, you deserve it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wish you the best on that.
For sure. One of the hardest workers I know at the radio station. But so when he came on the show like a month ago, De'Aaron Fox was in the midst of one of his worst stretches of the year.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember.
And then we had talked about, once playoff times does come around, he needs to step up because he's one that has a little bit, at least, of playoff performance. And boy, did he.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox stepped up in a big way.
Yes.
Big, big way.
Yes.
When even they won the non-Wemby minutes because of him. He was really good. Devin Vassell.
Oh, Vassell.
Who accepted the Denny Avdija matchup.
Yes.
And took it on the chin. Was amazing.
Yeah.
Keldon Johnson
off the bench, hitting shots. Oh, yeah.
Luke Kornet was great. Stephon Castle was great.
Yeah.
And what I loved about Stephon Castle's performance is that, right, if you hooped and you know that, you know, you have a shaky jump shot, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm talking from experience, but when a bigger player guards you because you can't shoot, or when the game plan is built around you not shooting,
yeah,
it's really hard to not lose your confidence.
It gets in your head, boy.
And Klingon started on Castle. And I thought Castle did an amazing job at attacking that matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just really great.
Yeah.
Really, really great.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had any more to add to that.
Nah, I mean, I didn't get to catch the whole game. I catch the last, like, quarter and a half, I'm going to keep it real. But I've watched the first quarter, like, some highlights. And now the Spurs were in control. They were aggressive. They were home. It was iconic. It's been a long time since they've been in the playoff.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, changing of the guards, we coming back into a winning culture.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how it's going to end up for them.
And one of the most aesthetically pleasing game as well.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if y'all saw the pictures of the Fiesta theme. But, man, I love NBA
the Spurs,
playoffs.
I like when the Spurs are winning, too. I feel like it's a brand of basketball that always is up for, like, good looks, good basketball. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Good viewership.
Yeah.
You know? So...
And it's also they're such a collective unit.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, from top to bottom, the 10 dudes that played yesterday, or 9 dudes that played yesterday, were all impactful.
Yeah.
From Wembanyama to Dylan Harper.
Yeah.
Who had some amazing drives on Jrue Holiday. And we spent all this time talking about the Spurs. I do want to give some shout outs to the Trailblazers. Jrue Holiday was exceptional.
Yeah.
Right? Exceptional. He plays with a toothpick in his mouth, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how he does it. I've been racking my brain. How is that not dangerous? And anyways, his playmaking is still there, and his shot making is still there. And they said it on the broadcast last night. 8 of the 10 starters had never been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Of the combined teams.
Yeah.
And you look at this Trailblazers team, and they don't have a lot of playoff experience. They have Jrue Holiday.
Jrue.
And Robert Williams.
That's it.
Who is healthy and played really well. And it was nice to see him healthy.
Yeah.
Denny Avdija also met the moment, right? I think he had.
I like Portland.
Portland is a really good team, a really fun team.
Yeah, I was pleasing watching them.
But damn, you going against, it ain't even Goliath, boys. It's bigger than Goliath, I ain't gonna lie.
You're going against like one of the biggest monuments in the world. You're going,
saying.
Yeah, it's
but
tough.
It was a good, they kept it close until it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then.
Now they tried.
And then, yeah.
But yeah, like I said, pull the brooms out. Yeah. This is a sweep, respectfully, of course.
This is a sweep.
Respectful sweep.
Where shall we go next? Where shall we go next?
Should we go out east a little bit?
Okay.
Let's go out east.
What's catching your eyes?
Let's get in there, man. Pistons Magic. Let's talk about it.
Man, I'm so happy you said that.
Let's talk about this.
I'm so happy you said that. The Pistons lose at home again. Do you know when is the last time the Pistons won a playoff game at home?
When's the last time?
2008.
Wait.
They haven't won.
You say won a playoff game at home.
They haven't won. This is a real stat, by the way.
When's the last time they've been in the playoffs?
They were in the playoffs last year, and they won 2 games. But guess what? They were both in Madison Square Garden.
That's
I'm not lying.
True.
And then I think the before that, they got swept.
Yeah.
They got swept by the Bucks, I believe. The year they made it with Griffin.
They got swept.
And then before that, they got swept again. And then before that was 2008. And these Pistons fans need a win at home.
That's a curse.
Because why? Why am I paying for a ticket and you're not trying to win? But yeah, the Magic win by 10. What a performance. I think we should start with the winners instead of focusing on the losers, because I feel like often when it's an upset, we focus on what the winners didn't do. But this was a great win for the Orlando Magic.
What a beautiful defensive game. I feel like if you're like an old head, this is one of the favorite series you should watch.
For sure. It's old school.
This is some defensive, all the way robust game. But no, like you said, the winners. The Magic, man. I told you, the Magic's, I think they really just need to click. They just need to, like, not lose confidence. They play defense. Slugs was really good offensively and defensively. Paolo, again, pressuring the rim.
So good.
Using his power, using his size to his advantage while still being that playmaker. This is what they need. Bane did his job. Obviously, Detroit is also a really, really good defensive team.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't let go. Cade was amazing, too.
39 points for Mr. Cade Cunningham. But that's, I mean, what sucks, and I'll get into it right after, is just, well, first I'll give some credit to the Magic, like you said.
Yes.
Shout out to Paolo.
Yes.
Right. They say that there's two wolves inside Paolo. One being LeBron James.
Yeah, what's the other one?
The other one being
Ben Simmons?
Anthony Bennett.
Oh, Anthony.
Which is, it's NBA Twitter things that I won't get into, but when he is that guy, leads the way, right? The way he can play out of the post, the way he's just so strong inside the paint, we're a win. And yes, like you said, they're finally clicking because honestly, they're finally healthy.
Yes.
Right? Everybody's healthy. Franz
is good.
Right. And he kind of struggled throughout the game. And in the fourth quarter, he just turned it on.
Yeah.
And they were kind of up. It was a game of runs. And then they kind of closed it out. And for Detroit, what sucks is that, one, I have them going to the finals. I'll get into that after. I'm a huge Detroit Pistons fan. And
oh, word?
We knew what the weaknesses were, right? The big question, the overarching...
Who's going to make the shot if it's not Cade?
Exactly. And we were talking about it. And I was like, okay, but this is getting kind of redundant because they have a lot of depth, right? And Cade is just that good. Yesterday was maybe the best example of that.
Yes.
Nobody.
No one.
And it looked like nobody even wanted to. Jalen Duren was horrendous.
Bad.
He was not impactful in defense.
Wasn't shooting the ball.
And was not aggressive.
Was not aggressive.
And you know what's going to come out of that series? When you have two really good defensive teams, only the strongest prevail, right? Only the strongest prevail. And that's where incredible shot making, Kate Cunningham, right? That's where, like, it's even more impressive that he scored 39 on one of the most physical teams.
Yeah.
And when, like, you know, so it's
and you the scouting report. Because you know how it goes. They were trying to double him at some point too.
For sure.
So when he comes back to Detroit, and I said this, please, can you rewind the tape? Shout out to Death of the Midrange. I said this. I came on this year. I said this. I said, who's going to make the shot? I don't trust Detroit. I said that.
Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call out the other twin, Osar. Those guys are athletic. Yes. They can play in transition, yes. They can play defense on your best player, yes. But once it comes to the half court game, and they can't shoot, and all they do is like running around and like, you know, waiting on that cut that's not going to come and prevail. Like, you are stuck, and Detroit doesn't have firepower. I mean, Duncan Robinson needs space.
He needs others to draw attention. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, no. So. Yeah, nah. And with that being said, I have the Magic coming out of the series.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm going to say it right now.
You know what? We're going to spend a bit more time on this.
That was my hot take.
Boy, you must have lost your darn mind. Boy.
I think we literally just explained why the Magic will win.
How many games do you have him winning?
I think it can go 6 or 7. I would say 7.
7?
I would say 7.
Well, originally, when I made my bracket, I had anticipated that the Hornets were going to come out as the A seed. And so I had the Pistons in 6.
No.
Now, I think I have the Pistons in 5. Let me explain myself.
Wait, you got them even better?
I'm doubling down. Listen, I understand.
Can
I
clip it?
And call me stubborn.
Can we clip that?
Bro, and call me stubborn. There's multiple things going against the Pistons right now. You could easily make an argument that Orlando's second and third option are way better than any player on the Pistons.
Of course.
Right. You could easily make that. Of course. That Franz and Desmond, 100%.
The big three is better than, yeah.
For sure. It was a bit scary yesterday that a lot of these dudes on the bench, Ron Holland, Dennis Jenkins, looked absolutely lost and looked like deer in headlights.
Okay.
Also very scary that they weren't able to shoot the ball. Not surprising at all, but they weren't able to shoot the ball. What I mean by that, Detroit basketball is about grit, grind, defense, and ball movement. No, let me finish.
Here he comes.
I don't believe that the Magic can string together 4 wins against this good of a defensive team. I understand. By the way, the Magic didn't even shoot the 3 incredibly well, right? But they got an amazing Paolo game. They got a great Franz Wagner game, right? Jalen Suggs was a bit inconsistent, but still great impact. Desmond Bane was really good, right? Everything clicked. And the Magic have never looked this good offensively. I'm telling you, they have never looked this good offensively.
We talked about momentum, Abdul. I talked about momentum, bro.
For sure. But for me, this is just the wake-up call that the Pistons needed. I think this is the last. I'm not...
That's caping. You're caping. But hey, I feel it, though. Yeah. I feel it. Yeah. I feel it.
And I'm
5
scared.
Is crazy, though.
I'm scared.
5 games is crazy.
I'm terribly scared that, right, the Pistons end up losing in this first round. But Cade Cunningham is just too good. He's going to figure it out. I don't know how, though. I don't know how he's finished.
My boy never been this far.
I may need to go suit up.
I love me some Cade, though.
Yeah. And it's scary that nobody was in double figures except Tobias Harris and somebody else.
Shout out to Tobias. Really good game yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, I got it.
I don't know. Okay. And the last thing I'll say is the Pistons are playing a team that is matching their freak.
Yes.
What I mean by that is that Detroit is the team that fouls the most in the league. And the Magic, like, foul a lot as well.
If you love physicality.
Yeah, they play really physical. So you're not... They were out-muscled, which I haven't really seen during the season. They were out-muscled a lot during that game.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, I expect better games from Jalen Duren, and he's going to find ways to be effective. Duncan Robinson will catch fire. Dennis Jenkins is a great player, but it was his first playoff game. I expect him to be better. And I expect also Paul Reed and Caris LeVert to get some burn at some point, because I don't know why they sat the whole game. Right, they needed something else. Ron Holland was not ready for the moment. Crazy that Jalen Duren played 33 minutes. Anyways, JB Bickerstaff, shout out, one coach of the year. I still believe in the Pistons.
No, you're right. I mean, I don't agree, but I think you said it. If you have two teams that play good defense and play like really strong and physical, it's going to come to who's making the shots, and I don't trust nobody else in the Pistons.
Yeah. Shall we do a little quick round of everybody who got slapped up, if I may use that term?
Let's go.
OKC beating the Suns by 40 almost. Not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. I mean, pull the brooms out.
I mean, I literally,
that's gonna be quick too.
In my bracket, I had OKC versus whoever comes out the plan. Honestly,
I would have loved Golden State. I would have loved. Yeah. After watching their team with Santos and Porzingis, and you know Dre, of course, Steph, and their young guy, the
Brandon Pajemski?
Yes, thank you. I was like, you know what? I would have liked the Warriors better.
I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
I would have liked the Clippers, because I'm a big fan of the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would have loved to see Kawhi going against OKC. But the Warriors would have been fun. But I think at the end, they were going to flame out regardless.
Yeah.
Because it felt like Curry was overextending himself get into the playoffs.
He was cooked.
And OKC was just waiting.
Yeah.
OKC. we're both on sweeps.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sweep.
I didn't even watch the game.
Me neither.
I watched Kenny Beecham talk about it. And so we'll have probably more insight in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
What about an interesting matchup? Yeah. Minnesota Nuggets?
Minnesota.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? I'll let you take the lead on this.
Every time I come here, I feel like I'm repeating myself. But guys, I'm just that visionary. You know what I mean? When I came here, I said, the problem with Minnesota is what? They're lacking structure. They do not know how to move the ball. Everything is ISO ball. Everything is forcing shots. And yesterday, what happened? When you play against a team that has championship pedigree,
yeah.
When you play as a team that's disciplined, when you play against a team that doesn't rush, even though they were down in the first half, what did they do? They just kept playing their game. And you know, once that boy Jamal wakes up,
come on now,
and play that pick and roll game with that big Joker boy.
Big Joker. But I thought Rudy held his own though.
I was gonna come to that. And the Rudy propaganda must stop. Because if there is someone who keeps y'all in the game, is my French guy Rudy.
Shout out.
He was being aggressive offensively. Mm-hmm. He was holding up to Jokic on the post in the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Rudy. To me, he was the best player of the Minnesota.
And thank you for saying that. And I feel like if you I was gonna curse, but we don't
pass the ball to Rudy when you could. Like, come on.
And you know what's crazy? There's been a lot of talks in the past seasons about Rudy getting frustrated because he's not getting the ball.
He's not.
Right. And I think he had a great offensive game. I think he has 17 points.
Yes.
But one, Rudy can't be your best offensive player. That's, you know, it can't, if it comes to that, then then bad. You know, the matchup, like the game plan worked.
But open the game though.
No, I 100% agree. And I was gonna say thank you for putting an end to that. Rudy should be in the top three defensive player of the year, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because I don't know why he gets so much hate. Right? He kept them in the game.
Yeah.
He was so good.
Yeah.
Honestly, shout out Rudy.
Yeah.
Because you're going against what? The best player in the world? The second best player in the world?
Nah. Yeah. You're going against the best big man in the world. So
for
that's
sure.
that's something. So when I'm looking at Anthony Edwards constantly getting the ball, not even calling for a screen, and every time, even if he called for a screen, he just retract again.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't even apply pressure. And Anthony Edwards is one of the most explosive players. Why are you not driving to the rim? Get to the line.
Yeah.
Get to the line, bro. I was watching the game, and every time I was like sort of like getting up, maybe I was going to the bathroom or like getting up to get some water, every time I was coming back, that boy Jamal was on the line. Jamal was on the line.
Bro.
And I wrote something. I said, Ant should learn from Murray and Shea.
Yeah.
that's my big note.
Yeah.
Get to the line. Stop forcing threes. Sorry.
You're all good.
I'm messing around. Sorry, guys.
It's passionate.
I'm too passionate for this.
No, it's great.
Get to the line. And yeah. I was frustrated yesterday watching the game because I watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
But I was frustrated.
Yeah.
I was.
I think there's a lot of great points that you're bringing forward, especially in the sense of there's two things. Do you think him coming back from injury probably hindering a little bit of that because he has been slow to like ramp back up for the playoffs? And two, he really has that thing like, oh, I don't need to get to the line, ethical buckets, right? That's kind of been his mantra lately, like build around him. But if you know anything about draft scouting, the way to tell if a player is going to be a great scorer in the league or a consistent scorer in the league is his free throw rate.
Yes.
And how often he can get there.
Thank you.
And all the best scorers in the league get there.
Yeah.
Right. Luka, Denny, Shea, SGA.
Yeah. Murray.
They all do.
That's what it comes down to. And I was just watching the game and thinking like, you don't even have shooters around.
Yeah. Tatum and Daniels had a good game though. Shout out.
He did.
Yeah. Push Joker.
He did.
Touch my Pookie like that.
I don't know. He missed a lot of shots though.
That's true.
You know? But I don't know. I just feel like Minnesota needs structure. I don't know why. I think Conley should maybe start being a little bit more present early on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Rudy. But if you go to the winners, because I feel like I'm bashing Minnesota a little bit too much. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Nuggets, that's championship. That's championship basketball.
Championship basketball. And we will continue on that subject. Just not to cut you off. Gonna send them to a little ad break.
Ooh.
And then when we come back, we will finish up on the Nuggets. Maybe I got a little surprise format that I've talked to, you know, Denzel about. We'll finish up on the playoffs. Don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
What is this? Where am I, man?
Electric Messiah, Thursdays 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
All righty, welcome back. That was a crazy show promo by the Electric Messiah. If you're into that, Thursdays 8 p.m. Hey, tap in. Got to show love to the other shows. But welcome back. You are still on CJLO 1690 a.m. on y'all little radios. I'm still Ibasico Lajello, joined by my very, very, very good friend
Denzel,
and it's still Death of the Midrange. But yeah, we were talking about the Nuggets versus Timberwolves before the break. If you want to finish up on that, brother.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to champion the Nuggets for being the championship pedigree team that they are. They never lost control. They kept composure. They were sticking great defense, Christian Brown and what is his name? Bruce Brown, sorry. Christian Brown and Bruce Brown are like two of the best. I call them the pest because they're always like, you know, they're always everywhere running the floor, trying to catch some offensive rebounds. Yeah. And they're like short guys, so you don't really see them. They're sneaky with it. And, you know, you have Jamal and Jokic just being the best duo in the league that they are. So, you know, can't beat that.
So now that we finished up on that, shall we hit some predictions?
Let's do it. Let's go.
What do you have this ending in?
I trust Ant. You know, I think this can be a 7-game series. You know why? Because shot. I think Randall wasn't really into the game. You know, I have questions about McDaniels too. I don't think he was the best version of himself. He was playing good defense, but he wasn't really making shots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I trust Ant to trying to turn it around, trying to make it a series.
So Wolves in 7?
No, Nuggets in 7.
Okay.
Nuggets in seven. Okay. I got the Nuggets. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got the Nuggets. I got the Nuggets in six.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not mad at that.
And you know what? Let's make it bracket style. So on my bracket, I have OKC going against the Rockets in the second round.
OKC Lakers.
And then the Nuggets going against the Spurs.
Of course.
Right.
This is going to be the one.
For me, I have OKC beating the Rockets in five. Right. I'll give a little game to the Rockets.
Okay.
And then I have the Spurs beating the Nuggets in seven. Right. How's your second round looking?
So I had OKC Lakers.
Okay.
You know, but it doesn't matter because OKC, I have OKC beating the Lakers. And I had Nuggets Spurs, obviously, and I had the Nuggets.
Okay. No, that's for me in seven?
Nuggets in seven, yes.
Because for me, honestly, when you have two great teams like that that are playing some of the best basketball, it can go either way. It's going to be an amazing series.
Oh, mon Dieu, yes. And it's going to be the best series.
Oh, mon Dieu, I love that. I'm stealing that. So then we both have OKC Spurs. You have OKC Nuggets.
I have OKC Nuggets,
I have OKC Spurs.
Yes.
I have the Spurs winning back-to-back seven-game series.
No!
I'm an insane man. Wemby, this is Wemby season.
Wemby winning the chip?
I got Wemby.
Oh, no, not yet.
I got Wemby going to the finals.
Going to the chip?
I got Wemby going to the finals. What do you have? OKC?
Oh, this is the year for you.
OKC Nuggets? what do you have?
I got OKC. I'm going to keep it real.
In how many games?
I got OKC in seven. I think there's going to be a lot of seven-game series. I think this is going to be the playoff series with the most seven-game series.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So then OKC in the championship.
I got OKC going back to back.
Yeah. And then so you have OKC in the finals. I have the Spurs in the finals coming out.
Wow.
Now we'll spend a bit of time just quickly. The Cavs won their first game against the Raptors.
Yes.
I did not watch the game.
Me neither.
All I saw was that Poeltl was being put in a lot of pick and rolls.
Yes.
Because, and now it makes sense to me, heavy-footed big who can't really defend the pick and roll against Hall of Fame guard with two really good big men who run a lot of pick and roll.
A lot.
May not be the best match.
A lot.
May not be the best match.
A lot.
So that happened. Also, the Knicks defeating the Atlanta Hawks. Yes. Hard-fought game. Also, did not watch it, so we won't spend too much time talking about it. And then Celtics beating the Sixers handily.
Took care of business.
Tatum.
Yep.
Right. We could do a whole episode on Tatum 11. just being amazing.
Yep.
So I have the Cavs coming out on top against the Raptors.
Me too, of course.
Yeah. I have them six games.
Shout out Harden.
It might be less. Might be less, honestly.
I think it's a sweep, though. I think it's a sweep.
Yeah, it could be.
I was watching defensively. The Cavs, they just knew what to do. They were preventing B.I. from even getting the ISO possessions. They were they were betting on, you know what, Barnes beat us from the three.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, that was the key.
Yeah. Then I have the Knicks beating the Hawks in five.
Me too.
Yeah.
Five. I say 5-2.
Yeah.
Shout out my boy Jalen Johnson.
And then Celtics Sixers. I have the Celtics coming out of five.
I have six. I think
you think they can get two games?
Six. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If Embiid comes back, maybe.
Talent level. I think talent wise, I can see Maxi stealing one and maybe Embiid stealing another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're aligned because almost
so far,
except for one thing.
It's gonna get bad now.
Second round, I have the Pistons over the Cavs in six. Pistons over the Cavs in six. You have the Magic going up against the Cavs. I don't know if you've thought about your second round series.
Of course.
Okay.
I got the Cavs.
Over the Magic?
Yes.
I mean, if in your situation, I would too.
I love the Cavs.
Okay.
I said that.
Okay. Then other side of the bracket, we got Knicks Celtics rematch from last year.
Yes.
I got the Knicks in seven. Which is controversial because for me, if you have the Celtics coming out the East, not crazy.
Should be the Knicks though. I got Boston, but it should be the Knicks.
Okay, Boston in seven as well.
I got Boston in six.
So my conference final is Pistons versus Knicks.
Yes.
Your conference final is Cavs versus Celtics.
Versus Celtics.
What you got?
It's time for James Harden to get that ring, boy.
Oh, you are a wild, wild man.
I think Donovan Mitchell is going to get rewarded for his playoff consistency.
I respect that.
I think they have a young core. They play defense. They're disciplined. They got a point guard that runs the floor, that makes their big play good. They got a striker, a scorer that can take a step back and become the first option. I mean, no, he is the first option, but take a step back from the ball handling. I think the Cavs are going to the finals.
Wow. You do know, I'm not even hating. Just you do know that this is recorded. And listen, there's been some bad takes.
I told y'all.
No, but there's been some bad takes on this show.
CJ, I'm coming with the takes.
All right. You might beat the worst take that we've ever had is Maximilian Kalinescu.
I got OKC Cavs in the finals.
Because must I remind you that the worst take we've ever had on the show is Maximilian Kalinescu saying that the Pelicans say? Were going to be in the playoffs.
This year?
Yeah. Crazy. He's a crazy man that isn't on the continent anymore.
I got my boy Yves Michel. I ain't gonna hate on that. Shout out my boy.
So your final is Cavs-OKC?
Cavs-OKC.
And you have OKC winning or
and
Cavs?
I have the Cavs coming out on top.
You are a wild man,
I have
man,
the
bro.
Cavs coming out of top. I think when you have a defensive player of the year, arguably two of them, you have arguably one of the best playmakers in the league. You have arguably one of the best playoff performer and one of the best two guards in the league. And on top of that, you have shooters around. Yes. I think you guys can make
do
it.
Do you know the meme? It's Tony Snell's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Rashad?
Tony Allen.
I think his name is Rashad McCann.
Rashad McCann.
He's like, all right, it's been real. That's how I'm cutting you up.
Boy, is it death of the mid-range?
That's it. Hey. It's been Denzel. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm willing to believe.
Yes, because James Harden is going to naturally become a playoff riser now. Because out of, you know. Hey. Anyways, I'm not even. We don't even have time. I got the Spurs versus the Pistons.
Right.
And I got the Spurs in six beating out the Pistons. And Wemby winning his first ring.
Wait. So I got the Cavs winning and I'm tripping.
Yeah, you are.
And
tripping.
You have Wemby first playoff experience and winning the chip on his first playoff appearance. And that's not crazy.
If anybody comes at me saying that I'm,
and that's not crazy.
It is. It's not crazy, bro. It's not crazy. If anybody comes at me and says it's recency bias or that.
That's not a hot take.
It's not a hot take at all, bro.
Bro, that's because that's your show. I'm gonna keep it humble.
Yeah, you better sit down. I'm the truth, boy. You better sit down. With the 4 minutes that we have left,
what?
I just want to say that it's been an amazing NBA season. The end was kind of hard to follow because it was a third of the league was tanking.
Yeah.
But yeah, with a couple crazy. Minutes, I got a couple. Was it memorable or not?
Let's do it.
Right, and I'm gonna tell you.
Rapid fire.
I got Tatum coming back from his Achilles so early. Memorable or not memorable?
Memorable because Achilles have a history of, you know, taking you down for the longest. So I think we're gonna remember that comeback.
For sure. I think for me it's 100% memorable. Yes. Now more of a fun one. The KD Twitter situation.
They're trying to sweep it under the rug. So I'm gonna say we're gonna forget about it.
Oh, we're gonna forget about it?
I think so.
All right. Well, it's not the first time.
The internet's gonna bring it back. That's what I'm saying. And the internet is just they just know about it.
It's KD. Now this is tailored to you because, you know, you're my guest and I do my research and you know, I want to tailor it to you. Lord. The CP3 situation with the Clippers. Are we going to remember it? Are we not going to? Is it just a Clippers Nation kind of thing? Memorable, not memorable?
For me, memorable, but I think the league just, you know, perceives us like the little brothers of LA. So they're not going to remember it.
Yeah.
I think 10 years down the line, they're not going to care.
For me, memorable because I will never forgive the Clippers organization for not giving the point guard a proper farewell.
Yeah. Now you know what? I'm gonna say memorable because that's CP3. You're right. This is one of the greatest players ever.
Can we get some respect on my brother?
No, for sure. You're right.
Right. I had the Kawhi Leonard bounce back here. It's for you. Just for you.
That's goated. You didn't even talk about it. Yes. This is one of the greatest season, like individual season of all time. What are we doing? Like what we talking about? Like
that
what?
That boy want me to end the show early. That boy insane. Okay. A third of the league tanking. 10 out of 30 teams tanking. Do memorable, not memorable?
Yes, but it's changing. We're changing laws.
my point exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it will be memorable just because the whole thing, like the odds will never be the same, by the way.
And we're at a point where the money in college is at the highest it's ever been.
Bro.
It's like what?
Dog.
This is the peak of NIL right now.
It's been. And that was my last one. On that note, I do want to remind y'all that I don't even care about the playoffs as a Wizards fan. All I know is that.
You know what AD said? Wait, hold on. Did you hear what AD said before
bro,
we leave?
Bro, do not talk to me about AD, bro.
He said, I care about. I'm grateful for my money.
I do not mess
I'm
with that.
I'm grateful for my bread now.
He better just play basketball. And in 3 weeks, the draft lottery will be upon us.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to thank you, Denzel. I want to thank everybody who took the time
today
listen to the show with the 14 seconds that we have left. It's been real. It's been death of the mid-range. Shout out to you, Denzel. Good luck to
thank
everybody
you,
who still got exams. Have an amazing
good
week.
Good luck, everybody.
And we'll be
summertime,
back on.
Summertime, baby.
Yeah, we'll be back on next week. Shout out to y'all.
Take care.
Take care. Peace.